Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
What do you call?
I'd like to call heads.
Heads is called.
Look at him. He's laughing.
Seattle's won the toss.
We won the ball. We're
going to
score.
Yee, we all remember that one. That was kind of cringeworthy for Seahawks fans, but it lives in infamy nonetheless as they travel back to Green Bay in the postseason divisional round this time. So we're going to talk with our good friend Lance Allen over there. Covers the Green Bay Packers, does an exceptional job, and he joins us now getting ready for the postseason. Lance, thanks for hopping on with us in Portland, man. We appreciate the time. What are your thoughts on this matchup? Is this a, are you nervous? Do you think the fans are nervous, or is this a matchup that maybe they like a lot?
I think the fans are nervous. You know me, I'm just the bystander who gets to watch all this great drama and great theater. And you guys mentioned it coming in. You had everything from Matt Hasselbeck, whom I love, but, you know, saying we're going to get the ball, we're going to score. And then Al Harris, you know, with the pick six, that was 2003. You had 2007, the snow globe game, which was awesome. And then you had the train wreck for Packers fans that was the NFC Championship game in, you know, 2013, 2014, whatever you want to call it, which Seahawks fans absolutely loved. So there, it's great drama. It's great theater. And I think you guys have probably talked about it already. Who wouldn't expect a close game? Because right. The Packers tied a franchise record with 8 wins decided by 8 points or less, so essentially one possession games. And the Seahawks, last I checked, tied an NFL record with regular season and playoffs, 11 games decided by one possession or 8 points or less. So both teams have quarterbacks that pull games out at the end. Mm-hmm. It should be a good one. It should be a close one.
Yeah, we've joked about that with Seattle all year. It just feels like no matter who they play, up or down to their opponent, it's always coming down to the wire, and Russell Wilson's got a chance at the end. We expect no different this week. I think the concern for Seattle that I would have if I was a Seahawks fan is their inability to run the football. Like, that was glaring against Philly last week. I think both their backs average about a yard per carry, 17 carries, 19 yards, something like that combined. What's Green Bay's front seven looking like this weekend, and how have they been against the run this year to try and take that away from the Seahawks?
Well, if it's any measure of hope for Seahawks fans, it's these two things. One, Kenny Clark has been dealing with a back issue all week. So that's he's, you know, they're phenomenal nose tackle and really playing well here at the end of the year. So that's a little bit of a concern. And one of the weaknesses of the Packers defense has been their inability to stop really good running backs, whether it was Dalvin Cook or Christian McCaffrey or guys like that. Now, yes, the Seahawks have lost their top 3 running back options, but the Packers are going to, quite frankly, have to do a little bit of a better job of stopping the run. Even the Detroit Lions, as woeful as they were at the end of the regular season, rushed for, I think, 171 yards total, 6.8 yards per carry average. So if the Seahawks want to take a little bit of pressure off of Russell Wilson, that's the way to do it, is just at least establish a mildly effective running game. But it will be tough because I know that the Seahawks offensive line is banged up as well. So that's going to be one to watch right there.
Yeah, Lance Allen is our guest here on the Daily Ticker. Green Bay hosting Seattle. You'll be able to catch all the coverage here on the home of the Hawks, 1080 The Fan. Lance works over there, NBC Channel 4, getting ready for a postseason tilt between two very good teams. You know, 13-3 is never a record to kind of just dismiss, but it's interesting with Green Bay this year. They lost 3 times the whole season. Lance, and all I'm hearing is how they're the worst 13-3 team ever, and they're overrated, and they're not what their record says. I know that stat about being within 8 points or less one-score games,
But is there anything on this team that makes you maybe second guess that record and go, they're not as good in this area as you may believe?
Well, the two weaknesses they've had defensively have been stopping the run consistently. And if the other team has a really good tight end, they've had issues with that too. And even mildly good tight ends, they've had issues with a guy who could actually cover a guy like that. Now, what could help is if Raven Green becomes active. He's been on injured reserve designated to return, and he's kind of one of those hybrid guys, part safety, part linebacker, and that could really help put a wrinkle in the defense for the Packers. But that's been a little bit of their weakness. Offensively, haven't gotten a ton of production out of the tight end. And the other thing is, a lot of their passing as far as receivers go funnels toward Davante Adams. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a consistent number two option at wide receiver. But I got to turn the question around on you guys as well. I mean, are the Seahawks labeled one of the worst 11-5 teams in NFL history? Because, yeah, we've heard that up here as well. And I still give a lot of credit to teams that can actually win and pull it out. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, the way that they pull games out at the end. But you're right in the sense that the Packers, I think their point differential for the season is like 37. The Seahawks, I think, it's only like, what, a plus 15, including the playoff game for teams that have won way more games than they've lost. I mean, yeah, the doubters are going to say both teams are kind of, if you want to use the word luck, okay, fine, but they're barely pulling it out.
Yeah, there's a thin margin, I think, for both of them, for some of those wins, even some of the losses this year for Seattle. You look at that Week 17 game, a chance to win it. There's that fine teetering point, and they both kind of lived on it this year. And, whenever you think of Green Bay, too, Aaron Rodgers is always the first name that comes to mind. I know his former head coach was recently hired, but so much is made in the preseason about his relationship with the new head coach, and are they going to get along? Is he going to have control of the line of scrimmage? And I always kind of thought that was much ado about nothing, and clearly the relationship has worked because they're 13-3. But just what have you made of that new combination, first year there at Lambeau and the season that Aaron Rodgers has had?
Yeah, I agree with you in the sense that I think it was a lot of much to do about nothing. I mean, I'll bite the hand that feeds me a lot of times, media-wise, whether it's TV, radio, print, online, whatever, we bite. We have to come up with talking points, and people go, okay, is this gonna work? You've got a quarterback who's almost the same age as the head coach. Is he gonna bristle? Whatever. And I'm sure there were growing points, and we saw a few things earlier and at the midpoint of the season where there were a few little dust ups and things like that. But overall, I think the it's worked, and overall, Aaron Rodgers has bought into the system, and I think that there's a lot of things to like about this offense where they look for weaknesses in the defense and they attack it.
Lance Allen is our guest. We're talking Packers and Seahawks, big matchup this week. And Lance is the lead anchor for NBC Milwaukee over there. Give him a follow on Twitter at Lance Allen. And yes, he still believes wrestling is real to him, according to the Twitter bio.
Hey, I always tell people, I know you guys are in Portland.
Yeah.
Whatever people think of this, one of the 10 best interviews I ever did, God rest his soul, was Roddy Piper. We had him in studio, and I swear to people, I go, I don't care if you like pro wrestling or not. He was one of my top 10, top 5 interviews of all time in studio.
His parents, Lance, it's funny you say his parents grew up right across the street from my great-grandparents. I got to meet him when I was 6. And he always, no matter what his schedule was when he worked for WWF or WCW, he always came back twice a year, and he always would go visit. And it was normally around the holidays, so he would come over and once in a while just kind of shoot the S with all my family members. My uncles would ask him questions. We'd sit down. He would just talk about all kinds of things. He was a really cool guy.
A brilliant talker, knew how to work a mic. Hey, we're in the announcing business. Anybody who can work a mic that well, yeah. I appreciate the craft.
All right, I got to ask you, what's your prediction for this one, man? It says it's going to be 23 degrees. First of all, how do you guys deal with 23 degrees? Like, what do you do in your life to where 23 is kind of normal for you? And traveling, I'm assuming, has to be part of this, right, to escape and get some warm weather?
Yeah, occasionally, that's what they call us snowbirds up here, because you got to get out at some point. But I pretty much grew up in the state my entire life. I was born in St. Louis, but parents moved to Wisconsin when I was 3 years old. So I'm used to it. I think my blood is thick. Maybe I don't know any different. We're just hardworking people that get it done. Yeah, it's never and quite frankly, we expect it to be at this time of the year even colder than that. I've been at games, the Lambeau Leap game, and you can go on and on and on. But I wasn't at the Ice Bowl. I'm not quite that old, but I've been at some games where it's been zero or below zero or wind chill of who knows what. So this is actually balmy for our conditions. But there is supposed to be snow the night before and maybe into the morning a little bit. Track might be a little bit slick. I expect a close game. And when people have really said, okay, you know, say what you think. Right now I'm leaning Packers 27-23 because of the home field advantage, because their defense has been playing a little bit better of late, and because I think that the Packers once again have a will and a way to win.
I got a two-parter for you because I've never been to Lambeau Field, and it's like a bucket list thing, and we know some people that are going to the game, and we're so jealous that they're going to be there this weekend. So two-parter, I saw a headline that said that like they're asking local residents to come help shovel snow at Lambeau. One, is that true? And then two, can you just paint a picture of what that scene's going to be like at that field, home playoff game, Lambeau Field in January? Can you paint that picture for me?
So, yes, it is true, and people will do anything to help the Pack. We always joke around with a little bit of the accent that we have in this area that anything for the Pack, eh? You know, people will drop everything. They won't even go to Sunday morning church service to help out the Packers if it means victory. So, yes, they will pay people to show up and shovel. I think it's like up the first 75 or 100 or whatever.
Right.
And it's a tradition unlike any other. I'm told that this is the first time it's actually going to happen on a game day. They usually do it like, you know, before, during the week. And then the second thing is, you know, yes, I am a known, for people that know me, I don't like, my boss is from Notre Dame. I rip on him all the time about the tarnished dome. I've never liked the Yankees. There's certain teams that are like the evil empire. But on the flip side, I appreciate history. I've been to Notre Dame. It's an incredible venue to watch a football game. Yankee Stadium, you know, the Red Sox, Fenway Park, mm-hmm. whatever. I appreciate all kinds of history, especially sports history. So if you ever get a chance to go, Lambeau Field is one of those few cathedrals that I don't care what you think of the team or whatever. It's unbelievable. The sight lines, there isn't a bad seat in the house. You've got the, you know, Packers Hall of Fame, which arguably rivals the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then it's small town America. Green Bay is still only about 100,000 people in the city limits. And like former GM Ron Wolf says, it harkens back to the initial stages of the NFL, when teams were in Canton, when teams were in Portsmouth, when teams were in just these little towns, and college football was way bigger than pro football. So it's kind of like the David versus Goliath thing. And I think people like that, wear that chip on their shoulder proudly around these parts and say, hey, you know, we're the owner of the Green Bay Packers. You can buy stock in it.
Right.
And it's just kind of a unique situation. So there, I'm on the Green Bay Tourism Committee. There's your sales.
All right, I'll get you out here on this one. Do you guys still debate if Stephen Avery is guilty or innocent out there?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I didn't expect that curveball.
Because their inmate reportedly copped to it. He said, I'm the one that did that, but I haven't heard any follow-up about him being released or having a new trial.
For the next part of the documentary to come out.
Maybe that's what we're waiting for, but I'm very interested if you guys still debate that topic, because for a long time, man, I thought about that story for a while.
Yeah, no, it is still a subject of debate. I will freely admit, you know how they say, you know, reporters don't have a bias or people don't have a bias. Well, anybody who says they don't have a bias is a liar, because everybody comes from some type of experience or background or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It, my belief is, yes, he had something to do with it, because I know some of the individuals that were, you know, involved in the case and things like that. But on the flip side, yes, it is still a topic of debate in this state and around, and especially when the documentary came out, which was, you know, obviously presented by the defense's side, and mm-hmm. a lot of facts were, you know, a certain way and things like that. But yes, it is still a topic of debate. I just think, you know, there are a lot of people who have worked long and hard on that case that. You know, in my opinion, you know, they know what happened.
Yeah. There we go. Good stuff. Packers, Seahawks, and Stephen Avery. We dive into it all here on Dirt and Sprague. Lance Allen, the main anchor for NBC Milwaukee, getting ready for a big playoff matchup. Stay warm, buddy. Thanks for hopping on with us, and enjoy that football game.
Next time we'll have fashion tips and car care.
It sounds great, man. All right. There we go. Good stuff from Lance Allen of NBC Milwaukee.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.